And I'm curious just, you know, what you think. I guess it came out that they've also haven't been running the print stories from People magazine as well online. I'm just curious what you think about that strategy.
Well, we already knew that. I mean, the fact that People was more closed off than the others has been I thought pretty widely known for a while. That they kept it more closed. They've tried different pay strategies with People that they hadn't, you know, before they tried them with a lot of the other publications. And I think, you know, that's worked for them. It's made a lot of sense. It helped them grow traffic for the website, but at the same time, attention for attention for their. They managed to maintain control over the attention for their articles. So they could use the website for their news articles if they wanted to for the magazine. They could use them to promote. They could use them to get things out fast, to get things out earlier. Or they could manage the flow differently if they wanted to. And it worked. I think it's worked for People to a large extent. Where people are confused here is with time, because time has been all over the place since it started online. It's tried every strategy you can possibly imagine. And I think we have to sort of wipe the slate clean a little bit to look at what's going on now, because we're used to time, you know, trying all these different things that included putting almost all of the text online. And they really need to pull back on that in order to make the magazine or the editions they sell digitally seem more special.
So this is a strategy in order to drive print sales and iPad edition sales, basically.
Well, not just iPad, but right now iPad, but digital edition. So edition sales, not just, not to keep the magazine, you know, hidden digitally. I mean, the magazine contents do eventually go in because they go in the archives, and the archives are available. It's just the current issues of the magazine you won't be able to get to unless you get print or you get a digital edition, which for now is limited to the iPad. But it won't be limited to the iPad for long. I mean, they do also have Kindle editions and other areas that they deliver in. But for now, this material is much more limited than it has been. There's some confusion, though, because they haven't cut off time.com. And I think a lot of people misunderstand that.
Right.
That the magazine is a tab on time.com. It's a tiny tab, actually. I mean, it's like, they've told me it's less than 10% of the content, time.com. And time.com, they've now got even more fresh stories going up every day than they did before. So it's an interesting thing, because what they've done is that they've actually expanded their free content online, but they've limited access to the content that they produce specifically for the magazine.
And so, I mean, does that strategy make sense as far as kind of, it sounds almost like they're considering their print content differently than they are what they're doing originally for the web, almost as if they're two different products or something that are separate in a way?
Well, they are. I mean, and they're not just two different products, it's multiple different products. They are different. For one, even while everything else, all these other experiments were being tried online, they've continued to sell the magazine on the newsstand and as subscription. And that by its, you know, that on its own separates it from what's done for the website. You know, if you need a subscription or you need to pay to read the print edition, that already makes it different from the website. Not that it's print, it's that it's subscription that makes it different. And the iPad editions would be subscription by now if it hadn't been so complicated to set it up because of the way that the iPad launch was handled, not by Time specifically, but by Apple. So it's more difficult to set up subscription products from the beginning on the iPad, plus magazines, and everybody who was involved in the initial launch on April 3rd had an extremely limited amount of time to do this. Time magazine, I think, called their project NOAA because it took 40 days. They only had 40 days to do it in, to get the initial version up. So, you know, what we're talking about is less about, in a sense, it's less about print and it's more about an intact magazine that can be provided in various formats, but is for sale.
I guess the question is, what do you get for that money versus what you would get in the free part? I mean, what is the value of the print or the iPad edition when you could just go online and find most of those kinds of stories in other places for free?
Well, I don't think you can find most of those kinds of stories. I mean, you know, most of the stories necessarily in other places for free. You're not going to get what Time puts into a cover story necessarily anywhere else for free. You're going to get different people maybe covering the same thing from a different, you know, in a different way, in a different perspective, but you're not going to get that same event. You're not going to get the tone or the nuance or any of the other things that make you want to read a magazine. And I think that's where people are getting stuck here. Magazine editors tend to look at what they're doing as and as curating an experience, not just pulling random things together and putting them in between two covers, but as creating an experience and curating an experience. And one of the reasons that people subscribe to magazines is for that experience, not just for single items within those pages.
Well, what about online magazines that have been around for a while, like Slate or Salon? I mean, they do some long investigative pieces, and there are nonprofit places like ProPublica that do in-depth pieces. So it's not like you can't find them anywhere online.
Well, I think, you know, you're comparing sort of the you're comparing different things. I mean, what you're going to find is the way that ProPublica, you know, reports something, or the way that Slate puts something together. And if what you like is the experience that you get from Time Magazine, or if you like the experience you get from Wired, or the experience you get from Sports Illustrated, or Paris Match, you may want that experience to be an intact experience and not a spot. So if all you want are pieces of news, you can get pieces of news from a lot of different places. And you can even get them from Time.com for free. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, the question here is, what are you getting out of this? Why would I subscribe to the Kindle version of a magazine, for instance, when I can, or the Kindle version of the Washington Post, when I can go online at some point and pull down stories from the Washington Post? Because I want to see whatever it is the editors of the Washington Post picked that day as important news. And I want to see it when I want to see it, not when I have time to go find it. And if I go find it, I'm not sure I'm going to see everything that I want to see. It's not that easy. It really isn't. And it's funny because I find this happen to me when I switch back and forth between reading things in print, reading them online, and the various ways that I read them digitally. And I find that I notice different things. I come across stories that I wouldn't have come across. You know, people talk about the serendipity of catching stories online. There's also serendipity of juxtaposition for the reader, but a curated serendipity when you go to a magazine or a newspaper. And so you may read a story in Science Times that wouldn't show up on any of the screens you go to in the NewYorkTimes.com website to read. And the same thing with Time Magazine. So I think, you know, I think a lot of this has to do with the way that we approach reading and the way we approach subscription, the way we approach, you know, all of these different things. And what you end up with are readers who like to put things together for themselves and readers who don't. You know, you have people who like to program their own radio stations and people who want to turn the dial, you know, and you have people who want to know how to, who want to hook their computer up to their TV screen so they can see whatever they want to get, you know, through Quikr.com. or Hulu or YouTube or something over there, and then you have people who just want to pick up the freaking remote and press on. We get so far ahead of a lot of people, or we hear so many people who are comfortable in this area of picking out their own news or their own stories, that we forget there's still a pretty substantial business in people who buy packaged reading experience. And what Time is trying to do, and Condé Nast and all these others, is trying to find a way to preserve some of that, take advantage of the digital opportunities, and at the same time, you know, find a way to bridge their business model.
It makes sense.
So, you know, I don't like what they've done, but I don't like it for the same reasons that other people don't like it.
What are the things you don't like about it?
What I don't like about it is they didn't put up a paywall.
Right.
A lot of
can't
people
pay to get access to it online.
You can't. I mean, this is the funny thing. You know, I compared it to putting on a condom. I mean, what they've done is they've just created a barrier. They didn't make it any easier for people to get access to the information that they're putting behind that barrier.
Right.
There's not a paywall in the sense that I can't click on that cover story and buy it. The funny thing about Time is I can click on the cover and buy the cover art because they have a cover art store. But I can't buy the article. And I think that Time is missing an opportunity there, but it may be that they decided that the technology, you know, that putting that in place technologically isn't worth what they would get out of it right now.
Right.
And this is the easier way to do it. It's funny because it's more person-intensive, more people-hour-intensive.
Right.
There's a lot less technology that goes into making an abridged version of a story.
Yeah.
Than putting up a wall in front of it. So I think Time missed an opportunity by not making it available to people who wanted to buy it the way that you're talking about.